This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps, and today we're welcoming pianist Agnes Juan, who we're hoping can warm us up on this chilly fall day with some fiery romantic music. Agnes, welcome to Live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Agnes, your Nashville ties were from your time on faculty at Vanderbilt. Tell us what you've been up to.
Recently, I moved to Virginia about a little over 4 years ago. And currently I serve on the faculty at Virginia State University in Petersburg. And I also teach piano, only piano, at the College of William & Mary.
Well, it's nice to have you back for a visit. And you're bringing us some music by Franz Schubert?
Yes. This is the second piece from his set called The Three Piano Pieces. And a lot of people think that they are kind of like impromptus. I don't know if that was Schubert's intention, but, you know, they are in a little bit of that kind of style.
And you were telling me you're partial to the middle section?
Oh, yes. Like, I mean, it's kind of in ABACA form, but the C section is what made me decide, well, I want to play this piece.
Okay, good. We'll pay attention for that. This is music by Franz Schubert, performed by Agnes Juan from Three Pieces. This is the second in E flat.
Thank you.
One of Franz Schubert's last compositions. From three piano pieces, that was piece number 2 in E-flat, performed by pianist Agnes Wahn here on 91 Classical. Agnes, this next piece is by Bach, but it's not Bach's version of Bach. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is the famous chaconne from Bach's violin partita, number 2 in D minor. And the Romantic period composer Ferruccio Busoni, he transcribed it for the piano, and then it became kind of, you know, a standard piano piece. So that's what it is.
Yeah, and the chaconne itself in the violin sonatas and partitas kind of sticks out as an out-of-its-time romantic piece.
It is. I've always found that Bach, actually, in terms of spirit and feelings of it, actually is very romantic. He just happened to live in the Baroque period. So, you know, I guess the structure of that particular period limits what he could do. But, you know, I think I can feel his romanticism.
Yeah. So stepping away from impromptu, now we have the chaconne. This is Ferruccio Busoni's arrangement of J.S. Bach's chaconne in D minor.
Thank you.
Music of J.S. Bach, the Chaconne in D minor, arranged by Ferruccio Busoni and performed by Agnes Swan. Live in Studio C. Agnes, you're in town for a concert at Cumberland University. Give us the details.
Yes, it will be this Thursday, October 18th at 7 p.m. At the recital hall at the Music Department.
You can listen to the rebroadcast of this episode on your way to the performance. Next week on 91 Classical, you'll hear a compilation of Live in Studio C. Kara McLellan and I will team up next door in Studio D and relive some of the most fun moments from this fall so far. Thanks, Agnes, and thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer for the program is Carl Peterson. I'm Colleen Phelps, and we appreciate you for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.